RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. It is a Monday at 4 o'clock. The Joe Beningo Monday call-in with Evan and Tiki is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit FreezeTheRate.com. HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Joe, good afternoon. Happy New Year. What's up, man?
Happy New Year, gentlemen. What's up is I've had enough. Yesterday was the last straw.
Wow.
You cannot bring this guy back to coach again. I'm sorry. You know, I said you got to give him another year. You can't.
What happened yesterday, Joe? What
happened was non-competitive football. That was not an NFL defense that I was watching yesterday, T.
Yeah.
And I understand the quarterback. Okay, Brady Cook's not an NFL quarterback. But this defense, that was a disgrace, bro. Six straight times with the ball. And look, this is, I know Drake May's very good. This is not the Tom Brady, a quarterback. Six straight times with the ball for a touchdown by the New England Patriots. Are you kidding me? Really? Enough.
Yeah.
This guy's a disaster.
I think getting a team motivated when you're at this point in the season is one of the hardest things for a coach to do. When you've only won a couple of games, everybody's down on you, and everybody hates you from a fan base standpoint, and you still got to get guys playing like they care. And while I don't want to agree with you because I want to believe in Aaron Glenn, they look like they didn't care. And yeah. This game could have been 65-3.
Oh, look, if Belichick was the coach, he would have put 60 on him. You know, Vrabel did him a favor by calling the dogs off. Here's the bottom line, Teak. 34-10 to the Dolphins. They were down 21-0 in midway through the first quarter. 48-20 to the Jaguars. I know they're a good team. Mm-hmm. Lawrence is having a great year. They made Lawrence look like John Elway. 29-6 to New Orleans. I know the game was close early. I know this kid Tyler Shuck looks like they got something with
right.
him. 29-6 to New Orleans. And yesterday, what? Come on. Bro, that's the biggest point differential in December football in the history of the league,
yeah.
Bro. Come on. They haven't had an interception all year. They're going to go 17 games without an interception. How do I bring this guy back? You can't. You can't bring him back, Teak.
Well,
you can't.
I mean, they can't also fire him, though. So don't you see the position that the Jets are in?
But you know what? The position is the owner. Woody Johnson, you know what? Robert Kraft had no problem getting rid of Gerard Mayo. And I knew he had Mike Vrabel sitting right there.
Bingo.
You know, the Jaguars got rid of Urban Meyer after 1 year.
Yeah.
We've seen it before. Enough. What's going to happen?
And yeah, but who then wants the job, Joe? Like, if they fire, I mean, I know Robert Saleh was there for three-plus
seasons.
By the
way, Robert Saleh looks like Tom Landry next to this guy.
I know.
All right? Let's be honest about it.
Right, right. But if Robert Saleh was there for a little bit, but it creates the cycle all over again. And now it becomes an unappealing job. Well, so what do you do?
But what happens when they start 1-7? Now, they're not going to get Mendoza. Mendoza's going to the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders are clearly tanking. They tanked yesterday. They didn't play Crosby. They didn't play Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
Geno's hurt. There's no way they're winning that game against Kansas City.
Joe? You sure about that?
Yeah, I am. The Raiders don't want to win, bro. They don't want to win.
Come on! The Chiefs starting at third-string quarterback. You may have a bunch of guys in Kansas City that don't want to get hurt next week.
The Chiefs gave the Broncos all they wanted last week.
And last week, the Raiders gave the Texans all they wanted. By the way, this is clearly me as a Giant fan wanting the number one pick. I'm just not convinced that the Raiders can't win the game.
Okay, all right, look. I'd rather see your team get the number one pick. The Raiders are not winning. I'm telling you right now. They're tanking. They're going to get Mendoza. We're going to have to pivot. I don't want my football team going out of their way just to draft a quarterback. I've been through this before. They're going to have to go somewhere. If Dante Moore doesn't come out, if Dante Moore does and he's sitting there at three, right now I'm not expending any draft capital for a quarterback. I'm not doing it.
Joe, I actually think that's the right approach, and this is what does lean me in the direction of, man, maybe you do have to consider firing Aaron Glenn, because me and Tiki discussed this earlier. Aaron Glenn is not going to have the wiggle room in year two to kick the quarterback position down the road again. You know what I mean? Like,
no question.
They're going to have to go after, if that's Dante Moore, then they're going to have to make that selection, because if this team is 1-7 with no prospects at all of a quarterback, he's not surviving a year three anyway.
Well, he's not surviving half the year. And what's going to happen is they're going to dump him in the middle of the year. That's what Woody's going to do. Okay? This guy is not the answer. Now, they're going to have to get a veteran quarterback in here, somebody. Malik Willis looked pretty good. I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah.
Somebody,
though. We talked about that earlier, Joe.
He is a free agent.
He's a free agent. Matt, that would be the guy, you know, the stopgap
guy. And he's still
guy.
Young. He's very young still.
Right. But he could lead me into whoever that next quarterback's going to be. But you know what?
Could be the guy.
Well, maybe he is. You know what, Teak? Maybe he is. But let's not forget, and I would say this to all my Jet fan brethren, we are set up next year. We got three number one picks next year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget where we are with the draft capital that we have. And this team needs everything. I mean, that defense, they could get rid of every one of them I want out of there. McDonald, Jermaine Johnson, Quincy Williams, what's his name? The overrated middle linebacker. I can't even think of his name. Sherwood.
Jamie Sherwood, yeah.
Get him out. I can't take it. The only guy I keep is the kid, the rookie, Malachi Moore. He looks like he might be something as a safety. Maybe the kid, AZ Thomas, he's been hurt. Whatever. A couple of the guys in the middle, Phillips, he's okay. Griggs, okay. These other guys stink.
Yeah.
Get them out. I can't take it anymore. That was the – you know what? And I'm going to make this statement too, okay? I've seen this team and watching this team every year. 1965, I started rooting for this team. One of the biggest mistakes I ever made. I would rank it number three overall. I won't tell you what the other two were, okay? Probably, well, I'll make it number two. The Mets are number three.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I won't say what number one is. You can figure it out.
I got you.
But whatever the deal is, this is the worst Jet team I've ever seen. This is worse than the 1-15 Kotai team. This is worse than Adam Gase's 2-win team in 2020. Remember that team, at least at the end of the year, everybody killed them.
Right.
They beat the Rams and the Browns in back-to-back weeks, two playoff teams. This team is shot.
Why? So it's worse because, one, they play like crap. But then, two, there's very few guys on this team that are part of the successful future. I mean, and Breece Hall might be the best player right now.
Clearly.
And they're probably not going to sign him.
They should sign him, though.
I know. Of course they should, because he's a baller.
Right.
Like, he still can play
despite
everything being lost. And that big run for a touchdown that made it not fully embarrassing, even though it was embarrassing enough, just shows you he plays till the end. Now, he's still young.
And they haven't used him right all year.
Of course they haven't. I mean, you know? and who knows what's going to happen, right. You know, with a new quarterback and a new situation here. But Breece Hall is the only player that I like on this team right now for the Jets.
Bro, I told you this, too. They could have traded Garrett Wilson and got another number one, and I would have been okay with that. I really would have.
Wow, you're like in full strip-down mode.
Oh, I've had it. I've had it. This is a disgrace, this franchise. Forget that they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1968. Forget even that. This team hasn't been a winning season since 2015.
It's crazy.
Come on. How many years in a row have they lost 10 games? I'm sick and tired of the season being over by Halloween. It's unbelievable. This year, my birthday, September 26th, the season was over by then this year. Okay? I am sick and tired of it. This guy is not the answer. He is clearly clueless. How about what he did yesterday? He comes out yesterday and says the team, you know what? He basically said they quit on him.
Yes.
And then he turns around today. I guess Jamini texted this or whatever it was and said that he backtracked that now?
Yeah, he said after watching the film, the effort was in fact there. Well, then you guys really suck.
Right. If that's effort, then that's not acceptable effort.
I just, you know what, bro? I just can't take it anymore. And you say, well, who's taking the job? Look, I don't know what the Giants are doing. They need a veteran coach, no doubt.
No doubt.
I love Mike McCarthy. The Jets should have hired him years ago when he wanted the job instead of hiring Adam Gase. You've mentioned Cliff Kingsbury. You know, the more I think about a guy like him, he's not bad. He is was a head coach.
But you're going to need a quarterback, in a specific quarterback, maybe like Malik Willis, right. interestingly enough.
So there it is. So to me, that's the play. You go after Malik Willis. If you're not happy with any of these quarterbacks, you don't draft them. I told you I'd take a flyer on Pavia in the third or fourth round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even look at Shedeur Sanders, what's happening. Now, I don't know if he's going to be the guy. But he's 2-4 as a starter for the Browns. Okay,
so he looks competent.
He does. Maybe they lucked into him. You know, you talk about a guy playing with a massive chip on his shoulder. That's him.
No, he's got a lot to prove.
Now right. Joe, take us inside your house yesterday when the second fake punt gets run by Aaron.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
No, that was the.
Here's what I said, to
Joe.
Myself.
Just real quick.
Just go for it.
You know what
Tiki,
I? You know what I? You know what I said, Joe? I mean, I said that was his Joe Judge moment because that was pathetic.
Right, pathetic. I mean, you hit the first one. You got lucky to hit the first one.
Right, because the guy didn't even get out on the route.
right.
You got a punter pump faking.
Bro, Batik, just run a play. What was it, 4th-and-3? Just go for it.
Right.
You got to try a fake punt. Who was fooling anybody? Oh, my God. You know what? I'm beside myself. I just can't. I'm disgusted. I can't take it anymore.
What are the chances, Joe, that the Jets are actually tanking?
Well, I think
really trying to lose.
Well, look, the fact that they're playing Brady Cook at quarterback, I mean, let's be honest.
That's what I mean.
Well, he's not a professional quarterback by any means. But you know what, though? The defense is worse. The offense is bad. The defense is worse, Tiki.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They look like they're not even attempting to tackle guys. That first drive of the game, really? And guys are wide open all over the place. We've seen it for weeks.
Diggs had like 8 yards between him and any other guy recovering him yesterday. It was insane.
Unbelievable. Right, no question about it. I mean, come on. And this guy's supposed to be a defensive coach? Let me tell you right now. You think Rex Ryan, okay, you say whatever you about Rex, you know I love him. Do you think Rex Ryan's defenses would ever look like that yesterday?
Joe, and
what?
I talked about this in the open, and this is, I think, a big-time indictment on Aaron Glenn. You could talk about all the backups they're playing, this, that, and the other thing. There are teams that are dead and buried that would be easy to pack it in. The Saints are playing their ass off. The Titans just saw play hard.
No question about it.
The freaking Dolphins beating the Bucs yesterday.
Yeah, the Browns beat Pittsburgh.
The Browns beat Pittsburgh.
Come on.
Right. Even the Vikings on Christmas Day rubbing the Lions' nose in it. The point is you have these teams across the league that have every reason to bail and give up right now, and it seems like it's only the Jets, besides the Raiders, who look like they have no interest in tackling. Yeah, I mean, at least they played hard versus another bad team.
They kicked their ass. You know what? The Giants kicked their ass yesterday. They wanted to win that game.
You know what? When you're playing a bad team, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Kick their ass. Here's what the Patriots did, for those that just saw the score. 61-yard drive, touchdown. 85-yard drive, touchdown. 66-yard drive, touchdown. 74-yard drive, touchdown. 91-yard drive, touchdown. And then came back after halftime, 47-yard drive, touchdown. And then they kind of called off the dogs.
Yep.
I mean, that was six straight drives, by the way.
with touchdowns. It wasn't even like they were kicking field goals. The one field goal they missed, it doinked on the upright.
Yeah, but that was in the second half when the game was long concluded.
Oh, God.
And Vrabel laughing the whole time, Joe. Laughing.
But you know what, though? Vrabel called the dogs off. Belichick would have kept going.
No, you're
Belichick
right.
would have put 60 on him in this game. There's no doubt in my certainly 50.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it in my mind.
All right, Joe, I know you're obviously a big college football guy. Mm. Tiki and I are ourselves as well. We got the big playoff coming this week. We're not going to talk to you
Very
before
pumped.
Then. What game are you most pumped up for?
I'm most pumped up for Friday night. I keep thinking it's Friday. It's actually Wednesday night.
Wednesday is like Friday because it's New Year's
Right,
Eve.
Right, right. Yeah. Miami, the U against Ohio State. I mean, I am very pumped up to see where Miami is now. You know, I always liked Miami in the old days when they were winning. Mm-hmm. You know, all the great players, Ray Lewis, Michael Irvin, Vinny Testaverde, Ed Reed, Jonathan Vilma. We go right on down the line. Quentin Porter, Santana Moss. I go down the line with all the guys from the U. I've always liked them. I would love to see them. They're an underdog, and they should be, going in and just sticking it to the Buckeyes.
Right, they got a bunch of players that are going to be draft picks in the first, second round of this year.
They got a very good defense, team.
Yeah, defense with Reuben Bain and what's the edge? Akeem Mesidor, the other edge.
Carson Beck could play. You know, he was disrespected last year, Georgia, the whole thing. Yep. I think they're a very live dog, very live dog. What do you think? What do you think about Mendoza, Simpson, Rose Bowl?
Oh, man, that's going to be great, you know, really. Indiana, it looks like the team to beat. I mean, who would ever think that Indiana football, okay, all right, a basketball school to the nth degree.
Right.
Who would ever think that Indiana would be where they are now? I think that's a great matchup. You know, we'll see about Simpson in this game. The problem with Alabama, they can't run the ball. They don't have a running game, which
is
very un-Alabama-like. Their defense is okay, and if you get pressure on Simpson, you're going to beat them. I mean, that's. I think Indiana wins that game. Watch out for Texas Tech. Okay,
they've had a great year.
Mm-hmm. They had
good defense too. Everybody thinks of the offense with
big time defense, big time, no doubt about it. Watch out for them against Oregon, and then you know, look, it's a rematch between Georgia and Ole Miss, and there's no Lane Kiffin, you know, Georgia had to come back in the fourth quarter to win that game between the hedges in Athens earlier in the year. These four games are phenomenal. I mean, I can't say enough about how good these matchups
are. We're just telling Tiki, too, something we've all forgot about, too. You get the Rose Bowl starts an hour earlier this
4
year.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Love it. Yep. Tired of the Sugar Bowl starting at 9 o'clock tonight on New Year's Day.
Oh, I know that. And 12 o'clock for the Texas Tech game. And I even get to watch New Year's Eve. I can watch my guy in the afternoon, Diego Pavia. I'm interested. He's going up against Iowa, who is no easy game. You know, Kirk Ferentz always has a pretty good team there.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and they play solid defense, low-scoring games. So I'm interested about seeing Pavia go up against them. So, you know, just some great games. I mean, there's no question about it.
All right, Joe, if we had to ask you right now before we let you go. Wide-open league with the Chiefs out. Our teams suck, obviously. Where do you think the Super Bowl is at right now?
Well, I think if it's ever going to happen, I just think, look, I can't say that because as long as Josh Allen's there, watch out for the Bills. I mean, look, certainly the Patriots, certainly Denver. Odds are that the Broncos are probably going to get the home field. Mm-hmm. I guess the Chargers could beat them, but their offensive line is so banged up. You know, I mean, the Texans just assaulted him on Saturday. I'm telling you, let me tell you something, too. Watch out for Houston. They got a great defense. They got a great pass rush. I don't know about the quarterback 100% with Stroud, but I just got a feeling about the Bills. There's something
interesting.
You know, it's kind of like the pressure is off them a little bit because they're coming from a wild card. They're going to have to do it on a road. But watch out for Buffalo. As far as the NFC is concerned, you know, if the Niners win Sunday.
They are peaking at the right time here. They're unbelievable.
They got the home field. If they win this game, they got the home field, including the Super Bowl in their home field. That was a great game last night. I mean, how about the Bears? I mean, I know they lost, but oh, my God. I mean, all of a sudden, the Chicago Bears are putting 38 points on them.
Right. They're talking about worse to first. Same quarterback.
Imagine hiring the right head coach.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Liam Cohen.
In Jacksonville.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm sick, bro.
Even Kellen Moore is doing a heck of a job the last half.
Kellen Moore is. They got it. Let me tell you, man, they've won four in a row. That quarterback, I didn't realize he's like 26 years old. Did you
not a shock?
That's why he fell. That's why he was a second round pick, Joe, is because he's old. Right. He's gonna by his second contract, he's gonna be 30. So it's just one of those things. It doesn't make ideal sense, but when you don't have any other options, you go with what you think is a good pick, and he turned out to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, they hit on it.
Look, the problem, you just get the most out of him. That's all you do. Don't even think about, is he our future franchise, whatever. Who cares? Just get the most out of him while you can, especially for a first-time head coach.
Who's the best defensive player? The kid from Ohio State, the hybrid, the old Jack Tatum type player, that guy?
Arvell Reese.
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that plays like safety?
Oh, that's Caleb Downs plays safety. Right. Everybody loves him.
Caleb Downs, that's the guy.
Yeah, he's big. He's 6'2", 215 or something like that. You know, but that's like Urlacher. Was that size, and then he ended up getting up to like 250 playing linebacker.
He's in the Hall of Fame now, Urlacher.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, I, like I said, I just can't see how you're bringing Glenn back. I think it's a monster mistake by Woody Johnson. You know, it's time that Woody, did you enjoy what you saw there yesterday with all the freaking Patriot fans there? They're booing our team in our own stadium. It's really the Giants stadium, but be that as it may. They're booing our team there. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah,
I can't take it anymore, guys. I really can't.
And Joe, this is how it all ends Sunday. A reminder, this is the closing of the Bills stadium up there in Orchard Park.
Oh, they're going to kill him. Even
what do you
Mitch
think?
Trubisky.
Is that a 35-point spread at that point?
Well, you know, I doubt Allen is playing. I wouldn't play Josh Allen Sunday. He's
now, they still technically could win for seeding, though, can't they?
Win what?
I don't think it
probably doesn't matter, but it's a matter whether you're the 5, the 6. I think that's where they bunched up with the Chargers.
Right now, what are they right now? Is the last seed in the playoffs? Aren't they 7 right now?
7, and I think they could jump up to 6, but does the team care about that? But you're avoiding
the
Patriots.
They may very well be playing the Patriots again in the first round.
Yeah, that could be the Saturday night game up in New England. Mm-hmm.
That very well could happen. Maybe, if Denver drops, they'll get Denver. The only team I'd really worry about if I was them the most is Houston, because their defense is just unbelievable. Right. I mean, you can't say enough about how good those two guys, Anderson and Hunter, they're monsters coming off the edge.
Yeah,
so.
Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Yeah, right.
But now you ask me who I think is winning the Super Bowl, my money's on the Rams. I'm still on the Rams.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with it.
It's a good one.
All right, well, Joe. You
happy
Terry,
New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year, man. Enjoy all the playoff games this week.
Guy, Happy New Year. Guys, Happy New Year indeed. God bless America. God bless everybody. All the love. All right, now, what are we doing? Are we still doing this next? So you guys are going to be in the afternoon, in 10 o'clock next week, right?
Yeah, we will be at 10 o'clock. So that would probably be a good question for the RicoB@gmail.com for Evan Roberts.
Okay.
Call us at like 11.
Yeah, we'll figure out the time.
Or 10 o'clock.
Call us at 11.
Yeah, we'll figure
it out. Hey, I'll tell you. Yeah, let me put it this way. If Glenn does, that'll be Black Monday. If Glenn does get fired, you got to have me on.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, Joe, we're definitely having you on. So
just a matter of timing. We'll figure out the time, Joe. Don't worry.
I appreciate it. Yeah, enjoy all the football, guys. God bless.
Be good, brother.
The great Joe Beningo in his weekly spot. So that's it. So full disclosure, peel back the curtain. Evan Roberts texted Tiki, myself, and Tommy today. Are you guys having Joe on? I got to hear if he's turned on Aaron Glenn. He was like the most rabid like listener. So Evan got what he wanted. Joe B is turned on Aaron Glenn. He's ready for him to be fired. Now, Aaron Glenn goes and beats the Bills.
That was quick.
Yeah, exactly. You beat the Bills in week 18, Joe will be back in on Aaron Glenn. That's usually how it works with Joe.
Glenn is a weird guy.
But yes, I had to know with the fake punts what that was. Could you imagine Joe
sitting
there?
That was that was a Joe Judge moment for me. Because it just
the quarterback draw, basically, right?
Yeah, felt inept.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you got away with it with your punter pump faking and finding the up back who got delayed getting out and contested catch by a yard. Mm-hmm. Not like you made it by 10 yards. You barely got it. Then they got the fourth down again before I could like go get a drink of water.
That's a tiki.
Wow, you got inspiration. You just converted a surprise fourth down. It felt like 10 seconds later it was fourth down again.
I can't believe you said that. Because yesterday you texted in our group. I saw the fake punt.
Uh-huh.
I got up, went to the restroom, which is 5 feet behind my little like man cave area. I came out. I saw your text. You're like, oh, that's his Joe Judge moment. I was like, the fake punt? You're like, the other one. I'm like, the other one. I had to immediately take my remote and rewind. And I'm like, are you serious? I couldn't believe in that moment he fake punt. It was within like a minute and a half.
I'm telling you, it was the fastest drive I've ever seen.
It was insane. But that was Aaron Glenn's Jets yesterday. All right, we come back. We will continue to take your calls, plus look at that playoff picture in the Week 18 schedule that's been laid out, plus some interesting John Heyman stuff on the future of Tariq Skubal. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. There is some rooting interest for the New York Jets in tonight's Monday night game, which you can hear on The Fan. Falcons and Rams with the final Monday night football game of the season. If you're wondering, Jet fans, what the heck do I have to root for in Monday Night Football? It's pretty simply this. The Rams. If the Rams win tonight, the Jets remain alive for the number one pick in the draft. They need a Rams win tonight for some sort of strength of schedule thing having to do with the Falcons.
Yeah, then, I forget that. I can't even follow the strength of schedule stuff. I just have to believe what they tell me.
Believe what they tell you. They need the Giants to then beat the Cowboys. And then they need the Raiders to beat the beat-up Chiefs. So Rams, Giants, Raiders wins. And the Jets, with their loss to the Bills, would draft number one in the draft.
Hey, there's always a chance.
So that is your rooting
interest. Saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. Jet fans, you do not want a Falcon upset. Now, what could be interesting is last night, by virtue of the 49ers win, the Rams have been eliminated from being able to win the division. They can only be the 5 or the 6 seed in the NFC. Now, you might be saying, well, what's the difference? What does it matter? Last year, the Rams, with the division locked up, did not care if they were the 3 or the 4 seed, and Sean McVay did not play for seeding.
Right.
Rested his starters. They fell to the 4. They end up winning that first game, but it screwed them in round 2 because it put them in Philly instead of waiting to play Philly until the NFC championship game.
Ah, yes. Either way, it was going to be a tough road.
Either way. But I say that to say, tonight, I don't know if the Rams are going to go all out and play everybody now that they've been eliminated. So very interesting.
It's in Sean McVay's DNA, coaching DNA, to just chill.
That's it. He's a chill
guy.
He's
been that way since the Jared Goff era.
Yes.
Remember when he first took over for Jeff Fisher?
Yes.
And they made the postseason, rested the guys week 17 then, and then they played terribly.
Yeah, and they were clunky. And it didn't bother me when they've done it each year.
He's never not done it, I don't think,
yeah,
when he's had the opportunity to.
And I bring up the seeding because then last night late we got the NFL schedule for Week 18. Now, the NFL, really, they keep you after the Sunday night game to go, we're going to release the final week of the year schedule with all the times. And, man, with the seeding stuff that they're trying to throw CBS and Fox and act like it matters, you could make a case outside of just watching your own team to see the season end. There is no point watching day football on Sunday night.
So what do you mean? So they're just giving them games that are about
seeding. So there's three games that really matter next week, okay? And when they first started this Saturday ESPN doubleheader bid a couple years ago, ESPN and Disney were guaranteed, quote-unquote, games that matter. But last year, for instance, in the first game, it was Ravens-Browns where it was about seeding for the Ravens.
Okay.
And the Browns lost by like 40 points. They had no business playing the game. But that was like a caveat. Okay, we got one of those games.
It was not an interesting game.
The NFC South Championship, which isn't fully a championship until we find out tonight what the Falcons do, is at 4:30 Saturday on ESPN. And then you will get the Niners-Seahawks game Saturday night, which will determine the number one seed in the NFC. So arguably, besides the Ravens-Steelers game, the two best, juiciest games are going to be played on Saturday. And then, of course, you get the AFC North title game between the Ravens and Steelers, meaning all of the games that you think matter for seeding, the Jets with the Bills, the Patriots here, the Broncos here, they're all being played Sunday afternoon, but who really cares?
And those are all on CBS?
CBS, Fox has like a couple of them, but the point is CBS and Fox are getting nothing worth watching.
So it's basically the Saturdays.
Yeah. So Saturday, if you are a big NFL fan that's looking for big time games, Saturday is your day to watch the NFL this weekend. Not Sunday. Saturday. Completely watered down the Sunday product. I don't know how the NFL fixes that. They tried having all these division games to make these games matter, and the truth is there's only three games that really, really matter.
Right, Saturday and Sunday night. That's basically what it comes down to. Now, Carolina, Tampa, Seattle, San Francisco, and then Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Baltimore-Pittsburgh. They got very lucky that the Steelers lost because I don't know what the hell they were doing beyond that. Now, Tiki, there seems to be a lot of people out west on social media that can't believe Ravens-Steelers was the game pick for Sunday night, thinking that it should be the one-seed game between the Seahawks and Niners. I don't know what these people are talking about. To me, Steelers-Ravens playing for a division title with Tomlin and Harbaugh,
yeah.
I don't care if Lamar Jackson's not playing.
That is traditional football.
That is old school.
Black and blue division. It's going to be, I don't know, probably wet and rainy.
Yeah. That coach rivalry, too. That could be the last time you get Harbaugh and Tomlin.
100%.
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, this is an 18-year coach versus a 19-year coach for the division.
For the division.
Oh. And the other team is out of the playoffs.
And is it Aaron Rodgers' last game of his career, too?
It could be.
You know, like, it so much on the line. I think that's a great Sunday night game. I can't wait. But that's your last week of football that's been set up. 888-808-1019. Damien in Far Rockaway. Damien, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon. Listen, I like to make 2 points, right? And I'm sick and tired of these Jets fans. I'm a Jet fan, too. And it hurts my head to hear them cry that we lose. Hey, we lost. Okay? Go back to Detroit Lions. Okay, with Dan Campbell's first year. There was 3-13-1. They got 800 the next year. They went 9-7. They started out 1-7. You can't tell me Detroit Lions got better fans than the Jets.
Well, I don't think it's anything to do with the Damien. That's nothing to do with the fans. It's just a matter of can Aaron Glenn properly lead this team to play competitive football.
Yeah,
properly motivate them. And you're right. The Lions did a hell of a job drafting in a lot of those scenarios. But that 3-win Lion team, you still felt like they were going to be okay. Now, they had, was that 1 year of Stafford, or they already immediately made the deal for Goff?
No, Goff was already there.
Okay.
So his first year, Dan Campbell's first year, was 2021. Okay. They went 3-13-1.
Okay.
Jared Goff was his quarterback.
Okay, so then you still,
because it wasn't about the Lions. Let's not forget, the Detroit Lions made this trade with the Rams because the Rams wanted Matt Stafford. This was not about, we look at Jared Goff as the guy who's going to lead Dan Campbell. Jared Goff was a throw-in to the Lions, and maybe Dan Campbell gets his bridge quarterback.
That's
and
it.
Then
buy some time.
Buy some time and eventually drafts whoever the future is going to be. Instead, Jared Goff turned into a pretty damn good player for him. That first year he threw for 3,200 yards, 19 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. But it was that following year that they just started to they lost a bunch of games early.
Right, it got hot.
And they got really hot, won a ton of games late. He threw for 4,400 yards, 29 touchdowns. I was like, all right, maybe Jared Goff is all right. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a 1,000-yard season. Give Jared Goff credit. He turned it. But
yeah.
that trade wasn't about Jared Goff.
No. And that year, okay, so they started 0-8. Here's the difference between the Jets and all that. Three of the last five games, the Lions won that year.
Mm-hmm.
And the losses they lost, like the second to last week of the year, they lost 51-29, but it was back and forth, 20-16. They were in these games.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets just set a record.
They're getting blown out.
Yeah, four straight blowouts in December.
Yeah.
You're not, you at least saw signs.
I don't care what you say. It looks like you're not trying.
Yes. And to compare this to that Lion team, the proof is in the pudding. They were trying in the last month.
Yes.
You saw signs that potentially they could be getting better. They're getting worse. They're more unwatchable. This isn't a coach that's supposed to be getting fired. This is supposed to be a coach whose culture should have set in by December. And it sucks. Charlie in Ridgefield. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, guys. Got a question. The guy earlier talked about, the last five games of the season, that doing the draft, kind of configuring there.
Yes.
But how about using the point spread on the last five games of the season?
What could go wrong?
No, but think about this. But the Jets were like 14-point favorite underdogs against the Patriots. If they covered the spread, no points against them. That is so awesome, Charlie.
I am laughing because it's so awesome. Because think about how gambling has infiltrated the sport.
Or the
lines. Not everybody gambles, but everybody looks at the lines to look and see how much of a chance you have in a game.
Yes.
That's interesting, Charlie. Keep going.
But do you think it'd be more competitive? Like, you think that the Jets would have to play better to at least cover the spread or come close. And if they're penalized, like, say they lose by 19 points, they get a point against them. If they lose by more than 10, then it's 2 points against them. And by the end of the season, the team that accumulated the most of these penalty points then drops back in the draft.
Charlie, I love...
That's an A-plus for creativity.
A-plus for creativity.
Because it takes into effect what's affecting our fandom.
Right.
Which are point spreads.
The point spreads and the gambling.
They absolutely are affecting our fandom. There's no question about it.
Am I allowed to give you the million mind holes here with this problem?
Go ahead.
First and foremost, even logistically, point spreads swing based on the betting money that comes in. So when are you determining what they have to cover, right before kickoff or not? Because all it takes is one heavy investor wanting their team to get the number one pick to go, I'm betting $1 million on the other team to sway the spread the other way.
Because I would think it would be like at kickoff.
Yeah, okay. So right away, that's an issue. Number two, you mentioned like the players, anybody being aware of the point spreads. I don't need my players and everybody looking at point spreads to know what that takes. You're just asking for problems. And then we think enough stuff is rigged now.
I remember Coach Fossil used to talk about point spreads all the time.
Did he?
Not, and we need to score this many points, but just, these guys think we're two touchdowns worse than whoever.
Yeah,
like, he'd use it as a motivator.
It was barbershop gambling, too, back then. He didn't have all these, books at your palm.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, there's too many holes. Now, I do like the creativity. I do like that, but the NFL needs to try to keep a nice church and state here when it comes to gambling. You can't be introducing point spread covering as a way to determine your NFL draft.
That's a good point.
You just can't have it. David in California. David, what's up?
How's it going, Evan and CG? Hope you guys are doing well. I don't know if my mock draft trade is as creative as Charlie's, but I wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on trading back with the Rams as Matthew Stafford regresses and had arthritis earlier this offseason. What are your thoughts on getting pick 11 and pick 27?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Rams do have two firsts because they have the Falcons first from the trade last year.
Yes.
That they are lurking, Tiki. The Rams are, they could be a surprise mover in this draft because they got the Falcons first round pick.
Yeah. If they want a developmental quarterback.
Oh, by the way.
So you go, and again, Matt Stafford's going to play another year. He's going to win the MVP, by the way. So he's going to play another year, but maybe not more after that.
He also just stumbled onto something.
What's that?
The Rams are definitely playing the starters tonight, not resting.
Why?
They want the Falcons to lose. They own their first-round pick.
That's a good point.
They have the reverse tank.
That's a great point. They can control the tank.
They can control their own tank tonight. You want to push the Falcons two slots lower tonight.
I love that.
Oh, I'm loading up on the Rams tonight.
I didn't even think about that.
Now I'm in. That's a great thought. I don't even care what his original point was. He just talked me into something else tonight. Also, in terms of seeding, we were talking about resting guys. The Chargers have announced that Justin Herbert will not play Sunday versus the Broncos. Seeding be damned for them, knowing they are out of the division. So they are on to the playoffs, the Chargers. So we've seen the last of Justin Herbert until the playoffs. And make no mistake, that'll be a big wild card weekend for Justin Herbert with his history. Barry in Los Angeles. Barry, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
man. You're my favorite adulthood running back of Giants of all time. My childhood favorite was Lon Johnson.
I go way back.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody's mentioned that I have a huge problem with the Maras and the hypocrisy of the anti-tanking thing.
Go ahead.
He had no problem cutting Daniel Jones last year to save $22 million so that the Giants, you know, didn't have to worry about the injury.
Yeah.
So he left us with Drew Lock and DeVito and had no problem telling the players, you're going to have to, and Dave's, you're going to have to win with that because I don't want to take the risk of $22 million guarantee.
Yeah.
I don't see any difference between roster management to preserve, especially when you know going into that game, you lose that game, you're guaranteed the one, and I'm not a tanker.
Yeah.
But roster management, he's done it before.
But Barry, I think a lot of that benching of Daniel Jones and ultimate cutting of him had more to do with guaranteeing the future year contract.
Yes.
Because if he gets hurt, and that was, I mean, I think that it came to a head when he tried to go work out. And the Giants wouldn't even let him work out at the facility.
Right, because he gets hurt lifting weights, they're on the hook.
Exactly. And so I think it was the day later that they decided to release him and let him go find his future success elsewhere. Signed with the Minnesota Vikings and ended up with the Colts. But again, he got hurt again. But I think that, and so that just tells you the risk.
Yes.
Like Daniel Jones, he just was injury prone. I actually really liked him as an individual, as a person. And I liked him when he was healthy. He just wasn't always healthy.
Carried himself the way a franchise quarterback should.
100%.
And that's the crappy part, health. And you saw this now, it's ring true with the Indianapolis Colts. Speaking of which, Sauce Gardner, you know, deleted a tweet.
What did he tweet?
That
he got hurt again.
Yes, he is, and he's out. I'm paraphrasing. Chris, do you have the exact tweet you have in front of you?
Give it to me. I do.
All right. Put the mic in front of your actual face. Let's go.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner.
All right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sauce Gardner said, I'll go ahead and say the real since nobody else will because it's me. Laughing emoji, shrug emoji. I only have 32 targets, sad face emoji. There are zero cornerbacks that only had 32 targets through 600 plus snaps. I only had 22 targets through seven games. Now we went to all caps. It's like your grandma emailing you. I do not get targeted as much as 99.8% of other CBs back to normal capitalization in the league. And only like 50% of those got completed. Two touchdowns allowed. One was a busted coverage, both at the start of the year, he adds. Only 208 yards allowed all year. Some wide receivers go for 100 plus in one game. Am I missing something? Also, in my opinion, having a CB that take away half the field is equivalent to having a nice quarterback.
So he had a really long post. That's Chris's way of saying it.
Wow.
He was traded for two firsts. He's just as valuable as having a quarterback. The Colts now in this Daniel Jones conundrum don't have first-round picks the next 2 years, but have Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Tiki?
I mean, you need a quarterback, that's for sure. And yeah. I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to be ready. In theory, Sauce is not incorrect because he doesn't get targeted.
He doesn't.
And, I mean, maybe teams should target him just to see, just to find out once and for all.
I think he's a great player.
I think he is too.
But he's not as valuable as a quarterback.
But he does, because he doesn't turn the ball over.
Right.
He doesn't get a ton of targets at his going his way. But if, I don't know, 10% of those targets that did go his way resulted in him getting a turnover, then I would say, yes, you know what? You're extraordinarily valuable.
Or if you're the Hall of Fame safety like Troy Polamalu, who's getting picks left and right and changing plays. That's not Sauce's fault. It's just not his position. But then I could argue, maybe closer because you're making game-changing plays.
Yes. He just feels non-impactful, even though he is.
He is impactful. But for two first-round picks, the Colts might be screwed here going forward.
Did you see the Sauce Gardner, like, fun stat? One that obviously he's going to be 1-on-7 on two teams this season. And also the only player in NFL history to be on two different teams in a single season and only see two wins?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Two wins between them?
Yeah, 1-7 on each because he was traded at 1-7 and he finished the year 1-7.
Oh, the moment he traded to the Colts slide started.
That wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault, but he was only there for one of the Jet wins. So he's only seen, he thought he was going to greener pastures. He now has the same record with the Colts that he had while he was a Jet.
And they're missing the postseason.
Yes, they're out.
And only won two games this season.
That's crazy.
People were talking about maybe the Colts were going to be the Super Bowl or the AFC host. And that Daniel Jones is going to win the MVP.
Listen, all I know is some of you on the show were talking like that. I was the one telling everybody that second half schedule for the Colts gets very dicey. Let's see what happens. I don't know. Maybe of all the things I got wrong, I finally got
I appreciate
one.
That. The Colts actually went for it, though, because they had to.
They did.
You have Jonathan Taylor, great Daniel Jones, Michael Pittman, Tyler Warren. They went for it.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the hell they do at quarterback.
And they were screwed at quarterback. So they had to go, they had to pay, not pay, but at least sign Daniel Jones because they didn't pay him much of anything.
But now they're more screwed because he may not be ready for opening day. He's not signed anyway. Who is their quarterback next year?
I don't know.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. It can't be Anthony Richardson.
No, and they can't, they're not going to draft the kind of first, they don't have first round picks.
They don't have assets to trade for a quarterback.
Maybe they're the Malik Willis team.
So they're going to have to go in free agency.
You get Rivers back?
Oh, God, they
no.
can't.
Well, Riley Leonard?
He's 44 years old, man.
You, Philip Rivers, too, these couple home games, Monday night versus the Niners and then yesterday, has really shown me as a father what having a million kids looks like. Tiki, I know you got six kids?
Six.
Six kids. He has how many? Nine?
Ten.
Ten.
Ten. Double digits.
Seeing all of those kids in the box in these back-to-back home games gave me anxiety for Philip Rivers. How could you have that many kids?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard when they're all like not dissimilar ages either. Now, look, he's also got a grandkid, right?
Yes, that's right.
Right, because his oldest is 27.
Oh, my God. What does Christmas look like in that house?
I have no idea.
How about the Rivers lineage? That's got to be, you know, that's going to go on for generations.
You think one of those kids becomes a quarterback? I don't know.
Good thing he was a quarterback in the 2000s.
Yeah, made some money.
Made a lot of money.
Generational wealth.
I can't believe I see that box every game now. I'm like, I can't believe Philip Rivers has that many kids. It's crazy to me. Ben and Brick, Ben, what's up?
Hey, boys. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year, dude.
So just want to bring up one thing real quick. It's actually a question for you guys. So I'm a big Jets fan. I was at the game yesterday. Total disaster along with that stadium. So in regards to MetLife Stadium, what do you think happens first in the future? The Jets going to a Super Bowl? Or the Jets hosting a conference championship? I'll hang up and listen.
So, in other words, the Jets getting to their first Super Bowl happens all on the road. Or at least the conference
championship. I think that's more likely.
Yeah.
I can't see them being one of the best teams in the AFC. Not with New England. Positioned to be great for a while. With the, you know, future MVP, potentially, in Drake May. Buffalo, Josh Allen, he's getting up there. But he's not nearly up there at all.
It's a tough division.
He's 29 years old, so he'll be 30 next year. So he's got at least 5 more years. I think their only chance of getting to a Super Bowl, and that's just the division, by the way. That's not even talking about what Jacksonville could become or Houston could become.
Right.
Or Denver or the Chargers. The only way they're getting there is that they're not hosting an AFC championship game.
Yeah,
I don't see that at all.
It would have to take injuries. So basically, if you think the Jets are hosting an AFC championship game, you think at some point over the course of, let's just call it the next 8 years,
yeah,
either Drake May or Josh Allen isn't winning the AFC East than you are. You better get that quarterback right.
And either Mahomes doesn't come back.
Right.
Justin Herbert becomes a pumpkin. Sean Payton forgets how to coach.
Right, because all those teams alive to win the division.
And all their quarterbacks are relatively young.
Boy, that was
Houston, I mean, and C.J. Stroud just regresses and he stinks. I don't see that happening, man.
And if the Raiders get the first pick, are they awesome with Mendoza suddenly? Like, there's a million variables.
Yeah.
Well, that was a real uplifting phone call to talk about the future of the Jets and their pathway.
Telling you, it's not... The AFC is going to be a gauntlet for a while. When you think about the young, really good quarterbacks, it's just Caleb Williams.
In the NFC?
NFC. Jordan Love.
Yeah. If you're a believer in Jaden Daniels still.
If he's healthy. But Jaden Daniels got to get healthy. Other than that, everybody's older or just kind of...
And we're putting Jackson Dart aside because the Giants actually have to prove they can be a competent, good football team.
They got to start winning. They need to have a winning season before I start talking about Jackson Dart being one of the top quarterbacks in the NFC.
Caleb Williams is going to the playoffs, and Jaden Daniels was already in an NFC championship.
Right, and Jordan Love has been great, even though he's hurt now.
Yeah, exactly. 888-808-1019. There are only... 3 more Cinco de 5-0s left. We have 3 more this week. Today, tomorrow, and Friday. I will deliver one of those to you, plus continue to take your calls next. 888-808-1019. It's Evan and Tiki on this New Year's Eve.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.